This hour of Phil Hendry is brought to you by Dynapep Micro Energy Shot.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The execution of John Allen Muhammad has been carried out.
Major also says that the White House Press Secretary, Robert Gibbs, has said this morning that
it's been 7 months since I gave that answer, and they have done nothing but attack me.
Sir, I'm not messing with you. Turn around, put your hands on your head.
Burn in hell.
Don't condescend to me.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show where reality is our bitch. This is the Alice in Wonderland of talk radio. Tonight on our show, we have General Galen Shaw, who will be talking about the execution of John Muhammad. And a Utah man is tasered 6 times during a traffic stop. Oh, my goodness gracious, the police brutality. No, not quite. We'll talk about that tonight. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. But starting things out, as you know, and as ironic as, synchronistic as this is, John Muhammad was executed in Virginia, and he is, of course, the D.C. sniper, the man who was accused, the man who eventually was convicted, the man who had in tow a young kid from Jamaica by the name of John Malvo. And together, they set about terrorizing the Washington, D.C. area for a great long while back in 2002, and you recall that. And he was executed by the state of Virginia, and that's the end of that. We're going to bring on the line here this evening General Galen Shaw, who's been following this. He is a resident of Washington, D.C., and he is also a man who was on the show with us a few years back talking about the D.C. sniper case before we even knew who it was or what it was, whether it was some kind of a military reconnaissance, or I should say a right-wing paramilitary reconnaissance. And I remember at that time, General, you were pretty clear. You said you didn't think so. You thought it was a lone gunman.
Well, Phil, that is absolutely correct. I did, and I know that there were some colleagues of mine on some other television networks who felt that it was, in fact, some kind of a right-wing terrorist organization. But I knew, as did a great many of the police, I should say, as well, we knew that this was an individual, some individual, who was executing this series of murders as a sociopath, as a psychopath, as a serial killer.
So how do you see all of this tonight as you look at the execution of John Muhammad, this man who was eventually arrested, this man who, as I said, had in tow this young kid that he took into his life, this kid looking for a father? I saw the family members talking. I saw the press commenting, those who were there in the execution chamber. I saw a lot of people talking about the, and his attorneys. And at one point, one of his attorneys got very emotional. Did you see that?
I did see that, Phil. And as hard as this might be for some people to understand, I felt for that man on a level. I suppose he got to know John Muhammad. And it doesn't matter, really, what a person is accused of or what a person represents to the rest of the world when you get to know somebody. Certainly you do form some serious bonds with that individual. And the other thought that I had tonight, Phil, was more in keeping probably with what everybody in America was feeling. And that is that disquieting feeling, that feeling of unease or dis-ease when you aren't really sure. Did we execute a guilty man, or did we put to death an innocent man? And that's a feeling I know is shared by a lot of people, and I think it's something you have to talk through with friends and with family as you look at this case. It was a very complicated case.
Do you feel that there is a possibility that the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, executed an innocent man? Take me through that.
I think wherever you have police, wherever you have a district attorney who is trying to get a case wrapped up as quickly as possible, I think there is always a very high probability that someone is going to, shall we say, make the evidence fit. I don't want to accuse anyone, and I don't think I am accusing anyone, but I think this is a feeling shared by millions of Americans this evening, and that is, was John Muhammad really the man who committed these crimes, or was he simply a convenient individual that the DA and the police could drop a lot of manufactured evidence on in order that this case would be resolved? And politically, more to the point, the district attorney, a variety of district attorneys involved, Phil, because as you know, there were a great many jurisdictions here.
Well, it originated, the Chief Moose was the head of the task force because the first murder was committed in his county there in Maryland, correct?
Yes, it was in Maryland and it was in Virginia. Virginia, he was prosecuted in Virginia, I think, because of the likelihood they'd get a death penalty. And so they did. And as you know, Phil, there were a lot of district attorneys and there were a lot of different jurisdictions involved. And at the end of the day, you have a suspect that the public is willing to accept. You have a variety of prosecutors who are willing to drop all of this evidence on him. And so there is the inexorable grinding of the wheels of justice toward what we witnessed here.
Well, let me ask you, are you saying that John Muhammad is innocent or was innocent? Are you saying...
What I'm saying is there will always be the nagging question in the hearts of every American long after tonight, did we execute an innocent man? And I think that's natural.
And why is that natural?
Well, I think it's natural when you look at how district attorneys, how prosecutorial offices and the police themselves have handled other cases. Most recently, of course, the O.J. Simpson case, where there was some suggestion that the evidence had been either manufactured or had been tampered with by police. And since that time, the American people have almost been of one mind. Can you trust what a prosecutor says to you? Now, you can well imagine John Mahomes...
Well, if you don't mind interrupting for just a second, General.
Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
In the O.J. Simpson case, there was an opinion expressed, I think, by maybe one or two attorneys, and it perhaps might have even been bought into by some of the jurors, that the evidence was tampered with, but there was never any proof of that.
No, I understand, but you recognize that as long as you have prosecutors and police officers who are capable, you understand what I'm saying, capable...
Right.
...of tampering with evidence, you're always going to wonder, did we convict and sentence to death and then kill an innocent man? And that is what is on my mind tonight when it comes to John Muhammad. And I think it's on the mind of a lot of people. After the announcement was made there, I think what went through my mind went through a lot of people's minds. Have we just killed an innocent man?
And you know, I got to tell you something, I didn't think that at all.
Well, you didn't think it. Maybe some other people didn't think it. I think a lot of people were thinking it.
Well, what I'm saying is, I didn't think that because I didn't have any indication, one way or the other, that there was anything wrong with this investigation. Are you saying that there was?
I'm saying that it was all very pat. It happened all very quickly. I think that John Muhammad was found very quickly. I think all the evidence pointed to him very easily. It all fit very neatly. All the caliber, the ballistics, the weapon, the fact that he'd been in Washington State in that home where they found bullets that were of the similar caliber to the ones that killed the victims in this case. The fact that the car that they found him in also had the weapon. The fact that the car they found him in had the holes burrowed in the back of the trunk. Of the automobile, and a place where two people could lie flat and put a weapon through those holes, almost as a rifle sight. I think it was very neat. I think it was all too pat. And I can well imagine, in our society, some district attorneys, some prosecutors, manufacturing this in order to get this case off the books and get the people off of their back. Because remember something, Phil, but I think it bears repeating. This was a very high-profile case, and there was a lot of pressure to solve this case.
But, yeah, but you just said yourself, what you call very neat seems pretty obvious to me. If you've got an automobile that the two of them are found in, and there are these holes in the trunk, and you can put the gun through it, right?
That is correct, yes.
And they find the house that they had been staying in Washington State, and they find the bullets that are of a similar caliber or the same caliber as those that killed the people. What you call very pat sounds to me like it's just good evidence.
Well, understand something, Phil. The majority of your listeners, I'm sure, agree with the fact that a very large population of the district attorneys and cops in this country are either, and I shouldn't say this quite blatantly, but I have to, are either corrupt, incompetent, or lazy. And they can't really be trusted in cases like this.
I would never say that.
But no, I'm not asking if you agree. Well, if you agree but or not agree, it doesn't matter. The majority of our listeners know that when it comes to cops and DAs, you've got three categories: corrupt, incompetent, or lazy. Now,
well, what about DAs that do a good job?
We have them, but we don't have them in sufficient numbers to offset the lazy work of these cops and these DAs.
Why do you say what you're saying? Is it all based on the O.J. case, or are there other cases?
My eyes were opened by the O.J. case, yes. My eyes were definitely opened by the O.J. Simpson case, and the fact that the police there had mucked around and monkeyed around with the evidence. But if you look back on prosecutorial malfeasance and misfeasance, you'll see a very definite pattern. And all I'm saying tonight is something, as I said, that's being repeated across the country. Did we just witness the murder of an innocent man because there was a cop or a DA too lazy to actually look and find the individual that did it?
And yet, I saw with my own eyes, as people did, a really tortured police experience. We saw police officers who were trying to keep up with this series of crimes. I mean, no sooner were they having a press conference than there was another murder that was announced. They went all the way out to Washington State. You're calling this lazy work?
Well, no matter where you live, from Houston to Nashville, from Boston to New York City, the country is chock full of some of the worst law enforcement officers and district attorneys you're ever going to want to see. And what if this was the case with the John Muhammad trial? What we witnessed was the execution of an innocent man who went to his death knowing he had nothing whatsoever to do with any of this.
Because of what you think could have been the criminal or the negligent behavior of the DA and the cops.
Exactly. Yes. And I think that bears looking at.
You're not saying that they were.
I'm not saying that they were, but I'm saying they could very well have been, yes.
877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with General Galen Shaw. He is in Washington, D.C., as a matter of fact, talking about the execution of John Muhammad. And what he says could very well have been the execution of an innocent man based upon lazy, corrupt, or basically incompetent prosecutors and cops. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We've got stories about the Catholic Church and Carrie Prejean and other news coming up, but we're talking this hour about the execution of John Muhammad, the D.C. sniper, so-called, at least one man here, General Galen Shaw, who believes that we could very well have witnessed the execution of an innocent man. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
Larry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Gerald Fisher.
Hey, Phil, I really don't know where to start.
Yes, sir.
I was going to ask this racist pig you've got on there.
Hey, I'm not calling you any names. I'm not calling you a name. You got to start off calling me a name. Is that it? Is that how you want this to go? You want me to call you redneck? You want me to call you dumb redneck? You want me to call you dumb redneck?
But I should.
Huh? I can't hear you over your CB radio, man. I can't hear you over that CB.
With the way you talk to that lady from Hawaii, I guess you're a male chauvinist pig, too. And since you're such a...
You sound like a dumb tobacco juice swallowing cracker. What you feel like? Feel good about that?
At least I'm not just a hillbilly that interrupts people while they're
speaking. No. You are a hillbilly. You are a hillbilly. You tell me to shut up. No white man tell me to shut up.
All right, come on.
He's back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
On the line with me is General Galen Shaw, retired United States Army, as we talk about the execution of John Muhammad. John Muhammad was in the Army. General Shaw, I know that you've said that you thought perhaps we witnessed the execution of an innocent man. Were you familiar with guys like John Muhammad in the military?
Well, Phil, John Muhammad was very typical of a lot of young men that I counseled in the military. He was a confused young man. He was a young African-American with legitimate grievances as to how the Army was treating him. And we witnessed what could have been the execution of another innocent black man who lost his life due to our corrupt and racist justice system. To me, it is a gross, or could be, a gross miscarriage of justice.
Well, you're stopping just short, though, of saying that it is. So you don't know.
I'm saying that with the way I've seen these district attorneys... Listen to what I'm saying, Phil. Not what you want me to say, but listen to what I'm saying.
I think I am listening to what you're saying. It sounds to me like you're saying this was a guy who has... It sounds to me like you're saying it happened.
Well, I'm saying that with the lazy cops that we've got in this country, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
What about the hard-working police officers? What about the hard-working DAs? What about the guys that are looking for the truth?
Well, it would be nice to see them do a little bit of work now and again so that we wouldn't have to suffer what happened in Virginia.
So, again, you're saying that what happened in Virginia is a miscarriage of justice.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'd like you to listen to what I'm saying instead of putting words into my mouth.
Well, it sounds to me that's what you're saying, sir. Forgive me if I'm getting it wrong. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. We have James in Brooklyn tonight. James, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with General Galen Shaw. Go ahead, sir.
Well, my comment is this. I think it's preposterous to try and suggest that these detectives were lazy, and the same lazy detectives were able to come up with such a scheme to frame this guy for murder. And it's ridiculous. The guy was guilty. All the evidence was there.
It could very well be. It could very well be. But I'm saying it's possible also that they railroaded another black man with a Muslim name.
Anything is possible, sir. Anything is possible. But the evidence suggests that did not happen in this case. So, you know, you're trying to throw something out and you're hoping you'll catch, but it's nonsense.
No, I'm saying just like in the O.J. case, where they took the evidence and made it fit.
O.J. is a different case. This is not the O.J. case. It's a different case. You can't compare.
But you know,
I'm sorry.
But you understand what I'm saying about the O.J. case, where they...
I'm actually against the death penalty, but once I heard he was executed, I didn't feel anything like what you're saying, you know, people are feeling. I thought he deserved the death penalty. If anybody deserved it, he did. And
now, that's a very interesting thing you just said. That's a very interesting thing that you just said. You're against the death penalty, and yet you were happy when you heard he was dead. Are you sure that you're against the death penalty?
He didn't say he was happy.
I did not say I was happy. I said I'm against the death penalty, but I think if anybody deserved the death penalty, this guy deserved it. I really do.
You see how that doesn't make any sense.
I believe he is guilty.
You see?
Well, all right, this gentleman believes he's guilty.
I've never seen so much evidence in a case
that they could have manufactured, is what I'm saying.
The same DAs and police officers who are incompetent and stupid were able to manufacture this thing in front of the whole world, right? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it's a much easier thing to do than actually do your job and go out and find who did it.
Yeah, now this guy's making a very good point. So these guys came up with a car with the holes in it and all this stuff.
In front of the whole world looking on. These lazy detectives were able to pull it off. Come on, guys.
I think a lot of these lazy cops would rather just go out and cook up a case than go out and find who did it. Because if you think about it, it's too fantastic. It's too otherworldly to believe.
What is, man? James, thanks for your call. What's so otherworldly to believe? They had an automobile they were using as a base for a sniper rifle that was a mobile kind of base. They were shooting people off the interstate. What's so difficult?
That is, everyone knows who's ever studied cases of snipers that they use high perches. Or they will use trees or buildings. Using a mobile base of operation, in my opinion, sounds like the kind of thing a lazy cop would cook up. Because,
well, why wouldn't this lazy cop then just go ahead and say they were perched in a tree? They were perched on top of a building.
Phil Hendry.
Phil is the number here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tonight we have on the line with us retired United States Army General Galen Shaw, who is a resident of Washington, D.C., and was a consultant of ours during the original D.C. sniper reporting that was going on some 7 years ago. And there was all kinds of wild speculation going on there at the time, General, about it being a paramilitary right-wing group, that this was a terrorist group of Muslims. And you said you thought it was a lone gunman. And yet, you now are saying that you think that it isn't a lone gunman. Is that right?
No. I'm saying I believe Stewart was a lone gunman, but I think it was a right-wing lone gunman, an individual who had ties to the right-wing Ku Klux Klan and Aryan-type organizations. You understand what I'm saying? Not a Muslim, which is what John Muhammad is. I believe John Muhammad could very well be innocent and could very well have been engaged in philanthropic work in that area. Instead, they took a man and they put him to death, what could possibly be an innocent man, because we've got Washington area police officers too lazy to do their job.
All right, now, you've made that comment, and I'm going to have you back it up here in a minute. I'm going to get to some phone calls, though. You got to back up what you mean by lazy cops, though. Here is Dick in Boston. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with General Galen Shaw. Sir, go ahead.
I've got quite a few things to say about it.
That's fine. Let me hear from the caller first. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening. I can't even believe what I'm hearing here. We're going to indict the entire legal system by making a smear against every participant in the legal system. On what basis do we ever have justice ever again? Do we ever decide to try anyone for anything?
That's a very good question. What about
major Muslim down there in Texas, down in Fort Hood, who just killed 13 of our troops in front of a whole bunch of witnesses that also got shot? I mean, according to this general, there's an awful lot of ways that this guy could have, maybe it wasn't him. You know, we got to be careful. We can't execute this poor guy.
I don't think there's anything wrong with taking a good, hard look at the evidence that's in front of us before we rush to judgment. Now, you know that the police and the prosecutorial offices, especially in some of our southern states, have been very quick to indict and put to death black men. And isn't it interesting that we've done it again? Now, I find that very suspicious.
Just because they put to death, because the man was arrested, you're not giving me a case here, General, as to why you think this thing was cooked up.
I didn't say it was cooked up.
You're intimating that, sir. You're intimating that by every time I say, that it's very well likely he is guilty, and you're saying, he could be innocent.
I'm saying it's knowing the way these cops work and how they would just as soon go out and bore holes in the truck of a Chevrolet as actually go out and do real work. It's possible, yes.
Well, that's not taking anything on a case-by-case basis. That's putting a general smear on the entire legal system itself.
You're saying we
should look at these things on a case-by-case basis, yet you're not willing to do that.
I'm willing to look at this case as it exists and say to you, isn't it likely that a cop too lazy to go out and investigate this case could go out back, find himself a Chevrolet in a junkyard and bore holes in it?
Sir, you prove it based on evidence. You don't surmise that evidence exists.
But, yes, you do prove a case based on evidence. And if a police officer says, look what I found, a Chevrolet with holes in the trunk.
Wait a minute. They found these guys in that car.
So they say. So they say they found the guy in the car.
There was a civilian witness. There was a civilian on 911 who called the police. The police actually asked this guy to block their exit.
And I'm supposed to believe that this man was a civilian and not an undercover police officer. See, you see how easily you guys are fooled?
Fooled? You're creating doubt without evidence.
We very well could have put an innocent man to death because we have no idea at all whether he's guilty or not.
Oh, that's horse dung, man. We've been looking, like I said, this case has been going on for 7 years looking at the aftermath of it. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with... Paul, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with General Galen Shaw, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil.
The idea that they would not do that.
I'd like to say that I'm totally offended by him keep talking about how lazy and inadequate that our police system and our, you know, our lawmen are in the United States. They're the best in the world.
Find another
country in the world that has a better system than we do.
I think if you look at Canada's police,
sir.
Oh, Canada! What do you mean Canada's police?
Well, they don't. I don't see them putting.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You're protecting people every day of your life, and you're putting them down on a national radio show. And
I'm a United States general.
This is the exact kind of left wing views that's ruining this country right now. It's people like you.
I'm a United States general, and I think if anybody does any protecting, I do the protecting.
Well, it's sad. It's sad for I'm sad for you that you're putting down the people who back you.
I'm presenting evidence here. The evidence that I have is very simple.
You haven't presented anything except You think our law system is lazy, and you think you're just trying to protect a Muslim black man who obviously committed a crime.
Well,
and not just a crime, he killed people, and all
well,
the evidence
let me
is
ask
there,
you a question.
And you refuse to see the evidence.
Wait a minute.
Everybody else in the world can see it except you.
No, that's not true, sir. Most Americans agree with me.
That agree with you.
Yeah, that would be good. If most Americans agree with you, where are they?
I think a lot of them are shocked by the stupidity of, and I'm not saying this gentleman or any of your callers, but the general stupidity that one would have to believe that there is no reason to suspect, at least, police officers who've proven themselves to be so slothful and more interested in their three-day weekend.
So there you go again.
We've got police officers who are putting their lives on the line, General Shaw,
exactly.
And you're just coming out with a general smear here. I want you to tell me why you think this case was bungled.
I didn't say. I said it's possible. Look at the O.J. Simpson case. The police in that case, very clearly, planted evidence.
There was no proof of that. There was a suggestion of it. There was no proof of that, okay?
This gentleman believes that police never commit any kind of crime by chance. They never, ever make a mistake.
We have the best in the world. We have the best law system in the world.
Best in the country.
And I'm proud of that.
They never blow it?
I never said that. But how?
You
refuse to see it.
Exactly. They've got, and I said it again to you, General Shaw, this guy that helped the police apprehend him, he was a citizen, he called 911, they asked him to back his car up, they interviewed this guy, he was scared to death, he was blocking their exit, and you think he was an undercover cop.
You know, Mr. Henry, you watch a lot of Investigation Discovery, and that's really great for you, good for you. So you watch the FBI files, okay?
I didn't say that.
Then how did you know about that?
Okay, because I saw it on TV.
Saw it on TV. And this gentleman that I'm talking to on the phone here, probably the same situation. Guys,
where did
get
you
with it.
Were you there? Did you
I'm
see
saying,
the
no, I'm saying to you that there's, you,
well,
you know,
how,
at least
you
I'm,
know, my,
I'm not
you know
getting my information. I'm not getting my information from the television and looking at, Discovery Channel or however Mr. Henry gets his information.
All right, sir, thank you for your call, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with General Galen Shaw about the John Muhammad case and whether or not this man we're now supposed to believe that he's innocent. Here is Ronnie. Ronnie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with General Shaw.
I didn't say he was innocent.
How you doing, Phil?
I'm good.
Phil,
well, you're pretty much saying that, yeah.
I'd really take offense to that.
I didn't say he was innocent. I said he could be innocent.
Is he going to let me talk?
You took a 12-hour what?
He said he got off a 12-hour shift.
12-hour
shift. That's not what he said.
From people just like him. I don't have the liberty to stop and say, well, let me see. I may stop for a cup of coffee because General Shaw don't like law enforcement. He dials 911. We rush over there to protect him. I lived in Fairfax County, was working up there when this went on. I remember the fear we were under.
Oh, here we go. Here's another guy that was in Woodstock, too.
Well, you let this man finish. Why would you have disrespect for him?
He's probably,
you know,
still
many people were
he's
Woodstock.
Probably still looking for the extra shooter on the grassy knoll in Texas. But let me tell you, if he didn't watch the news, the chief of Montgomery County Police was a black police officer. So for him to say racism and Robert Horan...
Who was being manipulated by the higher-ups.
I see.
Prosecutor around. He would never try a case if he didn't have somebody dead to rights. They had these guys dead to rights. The truckers stopped them in that rest area up in Maryland. The young guy, Malvo, he confessed, told the whole story. You know, there was no conspiracy theory or whatever this general wants to call it. They had this guy dead to rights. What most people don't realize is there was another victim. He was a state trooper that died going to one of the calls for sniper shooting, got killed on 95 on a motorcycle. You know, people forget about that. That doesn't make the news.
And well, and there you go. All the more reason to think
you've got dirty
that the police bungled it.
I'm sure there's some dirty apples in the military. You know, what did they, General, let
well,
me
talk. Now, the United States military, now you're being unfair. The United States,
a lot of cops.
The United States military, don't begin to disrespect us.
Well, why not? You're disrespecting every cop.
You're disrespecting all the law enforcement. You know, everybody
well,
law enforcement,
different.
All the prosecutors. There's bad
well,
apples
that's
in
different.
Everything.
That's different.
You
people
to me, General. You may have an answer for this one.
You're civilian.
Why is it that it seems that all the terrorists are Muslims, but no Muslims are terrorists? Can you explain that to me?
All of the terrorists are not Muslim. I will point to Timothy McVeigh and Eric
Rudolph.
That must really hurt. Does that hurt?
There's no Muslims that are terrorists. Explain that to me.
I just said there's terrorists that are not Muslim. Timothy McVeigh and Rudolph, whatever his name was.
Wow. Two
Eric
out of 100,000.
No, I can give you more. I can give you far more.
The
Kansas City Bomber.
The Kansas City Bomber, huh?
Junior prosecutors. If they
what about the Kansas City Bomber?
But you know, there's no way O.J. was going to get convicted out there in L.A. with a black jury. You tell me that wasn't racism?
And the other thing is, the guy that sent out the anthrax was white. How does that feel, huh? Does that feel good?
Oh, yeah.
That was a white man.
Did you notice that?
Oh, look at, why are we?
After Malvo and then was put in jail. There were no more sniper shootings after Malvo and Muhammad were put in jail. And they tried them in Virginia for a reason, because Virginia doesn't mess around. When they put you up for death penalty and you get it, there's no 20 years of sitting on death row. They expedite
everything. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. Virginia can't wait in their ghoulish way, in their ghoulish colonial southern plantation way, they can't wait to tie a black man to the whipping post.
I believe
and
that's the law of our
oh, man.
Tried before a jury of your peers, which he was. He was found convicted. They gave him the death sentence. He cried and whined and fought through all his appeals. Thank God it only took 7 years. And now we don't have to worry about him, and the taxpayers don't have to spend any more money feeding him.
And just so I'm clear, Timothy McVeigh's family came from what part of Africa? Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
I can't believe that we have a general in the military that talks like
I'm
this.
A general. Somebody you're a guy. You said Timothy McVeigh. You said Timothy McVeigh's family is from Africa because you said that the Muslims and they all,
came from
you know.
South.
Oh, come on, man. I don't know what the gentleman's point was, but the fact is,
you know, Mister, this gentleman here claims to be a police officer. How do we even know he is one? Is he?
And yet he makes these claims. I tell you what, why don't you come?
Are you kidding me?
Come down Interstate 40, doing about 85 miles an hour, about 12 o'clock tomorrow night, and we'll see if I can't give you a meet and greet.
Are you? Well, I live in the Washington D.C. area. Are you here? I will.
Do you?
If,
No, he's actually in Tennessee.
Oh, how Tennessee. Convenient for you.
Yeah, oh, look at General. What's the point?
I know, and you were at Woodstock, and you were there when Kennedy was shot.
You see, I wasn't at Woodstock,
okay.
I'm going to help you look at that other suspect down on the grassy knoll next time I'm in Tennessee.
Hey, why don't you, General, I tell you what, sounds like a really good thing for you to undertake, looking for this other guy.
Oh, you want me to run around with my head up by you-know-what, just like O.J., looking for the guy that sliced his
throat.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
you know what's funny,
you're
Phil?
Not gonna get
when you
me.
Pin the general to the mat,
you
all
got
you
it.
Do is
that's,
blast
that's exactly
spin,
right.
Spin. He must be a
thank
Democrat.
You.
Just
I'm a very proud supporter of President Barack Obama, and you...
I'm sure you are.
I bet you supported
are.
Me. Well, and you know where these guys learned? All of these guys learned their tricks from Bush and his concocted fairy tales and Bruce Gross fantasies.
President Bush.
Oh,
everybody
you know what? If you can't keep politics out of something as simple as this... Then you're lost, man. And this is what we're talking about.
Robert Moran's been prosecutor for 30 years. That guy is one of the most outstanding individuals I've ever met in my life. He would
Robin
never
who?
Try anything.
Robin
Robert Moran. Robert Moran, the guy that
I've never heard of him. Never heard of him.
That's the guy that tried him, man. I got to get to another phone call. Thank you very much, sir.
I never. Robin Moran, is that the sidekick for Howard Stern? You see, what you do is you make these names up.
That's the person that was on TV as the prosecutor. Sir, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Kim. Kim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with General Galen Shaw. Go ahead.
Hey, General, and hey there.
That's a man that likes to make up a lot of things, you know.
Nice to talk to you tonight, ma'am. How are you?
I am so great, and it's wonderful to talk to you. And I would just want to just... I heard something on your show that really upset me.
Yes, ma'am.
In Washington
State,
in a
homeless.
Well, I just want to say...
Are you referring to me, young lady?
No,
I know
sir.
I'm saying
no,
a lot
sir.
Of controversial things.
No,
I'm so
shelter.
Glad. Oh, my goodness.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm so glad you brought this up. Let me tell
ma'am.
You something. I was in Washington State when this sniper was... He was taken into our homeless shelter and given food and given medication... And everything, and we let him go, and we put him back out on the street, and then he killed these people. And then we have all these attorneys saying that his rights were trampled. Sir,
were you in the homeless shelter as a worker, or were you living there?
No, I was homeless at the time.
All right, that indicates emotional disturbance. It indicates you had a mental illness at the time. So
no,
sure.
I did not have a mental illness.
Why were you homeless?
Because I had been left by my family.
Yeah. Come on, let's go. Why were you homeless?
She said she'd been abused by her family.
No, I did not say that.
Well, what did you say, Miss? I'm sorry.
Yeah, why were you homeless?
Sir,
because we know that homeless people are emotionally or mentally disturbed.
Well,
no,
that's not
no,
necessarily
sir.
The case.
No.
You know, Henry, can't you agree with me on anything?
It was strictly
economic reasons. Dear, you can always get unemployment insurance, and then you can take out a bank loan or what have you. And what is that music?
Oh, we have to take a break. Kim, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. She was in a homeless shelter. She was there when John Muhammad was there. I think that's all... we should take away from that. It's very important. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
A likely story.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Back with a few more minutes here of General Galen Shaw on the execution of John Muhammad. Was it the case of an innocent man in the opinion of General Shaw being put to death? Let's go to Carissa. Carissa's on with us here. Carissa, you're on with General Shaw. How are you this evening?
I didn't say an innocent man.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just calling in to comment on what General Shaw was saying. You know, General Shaw, for you to represent the United States of America and... For the crime that was committed in our nation's capital, I am just completely and utterly appalled that you would think that this guy was in any way innocent. What the hell is wrong with
well,
you?
Well, technically,
you're supposed
it
to
took place.
And
it took place in Montgomery County, Maryland. That's the last I checked. That's not the capital.
It was near enough our capital. The D.C. sniper is what he was called.
Well, they called him that because they asked him, "What do you want to be called?"
He said, "And fear to even come outside, go to work, go to school, or any other."
Right. That's right.
Any
people were scared to death. People were scared to death.
I'm here in Mississippi, and I'm scared. And for you to sit here on the other end of this phone and make those stupid and absurd comments to tell the lady that because she was in a homeless shelter that hell she had an emotional problem, I think you got a damn mental problem.
You're saying you're afraid of the D.C. sniper and you live in Mississippi. What kind of loony is that?
We didn't know who that was.
Everybody was scared. And you know, he was down south. He was in Mississippi for a while.
Oh, why don't you relax?
All right. Carissa, thank you so much. General Shaw, thank you. There's going to be all kinds of people with all kinds of stupid opinions. But as far as I'm concerned, a guilty man was executed. Phil Hendry Show coming up next. Dr. Ron Tarner on the bus, the Boston subway incident.
Phil Hendry.